ice cream on the street, wailed in self-pity and misery over something they thought they could not have. You're going to change your own opinion of yourself, no longer restricted and hiding behind some false beliefs that have become a habit, that you are not good enough, that you missed out, that something you wanted so badly didn't happen, so it sent you running from yourself and a part of your mind. Not much point living that way. So you are going to become and remain much more self-confident within yourself, much more self-accepting. And if you made some mistake in the past that led to some event that switched on the so-called self-pity, well, now it is switched off. Get out there and begin to live your life again, carrying that certain air of confidence. And if you're concerned about the opinions of other people, well, let me tell you this. Everybody else is too concerned about themselves to be overly concerned about you. When you're out of sight, you're out of mind. But in your mind, there has become some event that grew to this self-pity stage. Now it's like being in some kind of an emotional prison. We are now opening the locked door from that prison and freeing you from the restrictions of self-pity in a way that will enable you to begin to go and appreciate yourself and live your life and enjoy your life as you always should have. Look back into the past and see what you've missed out on. Change your mind and change your life, you will. Your choice, hold on to those self-pitying thoughts and remain in that prison, or change the way you think you can and begin to...